No, it is significant. So if you look at it in connection with all the other data points that came out in the for the first quarter of the year, first of all, the most important one, GDP growth, 0.1%.
That's a warning, isn't it?
Yeah, our economy is in trouble. And if you look at the previous 2 years, 0.6% in 2023, 0.7% in 2024, and under this government of neoliberal unity, nothing is changing. Things are getting worse. That's the first data point. The second data point is the household survey, which is the quarterly level for survey. 291,000 people lost their jobs. That's number two. Number three is that this survey is a survey of informal sector employers.
All right.
And it shows that 71,000 people lost their jobs. It surveys 20,000 VAT-registered businesses. And it is, so it's a sign of the detail of what's happening in the formal sector of the economy. And 71,000, mostly in the trade sector. And that mirrors what happened in the quarterly labor force survey, where most of the job losses were in the trade sector. So what does that mean? It means that South Africans don't have the money to buy the things that are being sold on the trade sector, so companies are retrenching people. There is inadequate demand in our economy. And then the final thing I want to say is that let us not normalize this crisis of unemployment. The latest statistics, according to the QLFS, show that 12.7, this survey doesn't show you how many people are unemployed because it just looks at the enterprises here. So it can't tell how many people at home are not working. But 43.1% unemployment, the second highest in the world, 12.7 million South Africans are unemployed. And we must never normalize it. And we must put pressure on our politicians. We have never seen a debate in Parliament about the jobs crisis. They talk about everything else except this jobs crisis, and it should be the most important thing in our country. And I just don't get why we can't focus on this jobs crisis. Our economy has not grown for a long period, about 16 years, and the unemployment keeps on increasing every single year for the past 16 years. Yeah.
Okay, I'm probably equally cynical as you are. I am beginning to wonder whether our politicians even have the intellectual capacity to understand what unemployment is. They live extremely sheltered lives, and some politicians, their behavior and their understanding of the world is highly deficient. I'm trying to be as polite as I can.
No. So I don't know if you watched a debate in the Standing Committee of Finance. It was a comedy show that showed ANC MPs showed that they had the statistical literacy of children in a school playground.
Thank you.
This one MP, Lusizo Makubera, she said the expanded definition of unemployment included housewives, which is false. She doesn't understand the basics of what unemployment is. And then another one said, Separo Sekwati. He said the definition of unemployed people included people in the informal sector, which is also false. And then you have a Minister of Labor, Nomakhosa Zanamehle. She made so many false statements in a recent essay that she did that showed that I don't even know where to start about the false statements that she made. We have a problem if the Minister of Labor doesn't understand internationally accepted definitions of employment and unemployment. So you're right. The politicians, they don't understand the basics of this crisis. So that is the problem, yeah.
Okay, so how do we get around this? How do we energize debate? Because as cynical as I am confident if we do something, something will happen. I mean, that is a philosophical, logical statement to make. So how do we break the shackles?
I actually don't know what to do right now. Like, I actually don't know, like, short of a revolution, that an uprising by the people, because we are number two in the world. We used to not be number one until Eswatini overtook us recently in the ILO stats, you know. So how can it be normal for a country not to create jobs for 17 years, and not to create enough jobs for 17 years? Unemployment keeps rising every single quarter, every single year. That is not normal. It's a sign of a mismanaged economy for a very long time, and things have not improved under this administration and the sixth administration by Cyril Ramaphosa, and the seventh administration, the government of neoliberal unity. So we have to start asking questions of our politicians. Why South Africa alone, the world unemployment rate is 5%, no, 4.9%, sorry. Why are we an outlier in terms of these unemployment statistics? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question which I think a lot of people have been asking for a very long time. Politicians will say, well, the answer is economic. Yes, the answer is economic. It's interesting that as soon as, if we can generate capital or fluidity in the economy, money to flow, then everything else can flow from there. And I'm not talking about the neoliberal model of letting the markets decide, because markets don't have brains. That's what neoliberals need to understand. They need to understand that. Market ain't got a brain. So
no, that's true. So what does the data show us? The data, if you look at these three data points, it's an inadequate demand. There's not enough money circulating in the economy. So we, according to the one survey, we shared 193,000 jobs in trade. This is formal and informal, that includes informal sector people. And then this survey that has just come out, it shows we shared 52,000 jobs, which is the most of the jobs that we shared in this quarter, the formal sector. Yeah, so there is not enough money, and we have a reserve bank, a central bank, that is keeping our interest rates one of the highest in the world. We don't have an inflation problem, and we haven't had an inflation problem for a long time. How do you put more money back into people's pockets? You reduce interest rates. What is the logic of you making us pay more for our bonds and for our cars and for our store credit cards when inflation is so low? It's got nothing. There is no inflation threat in South Africa. And why are we keeping these interest rates? So one of the things we can do to put people more money in people's pockets is to reduce these insanely high interest rates. Yeah.
There's another thing which I like the idea of, but we don't have enough capital for it. And we've done programs on this, the idea of a basic income grant. Because if you give people money, most people are going to start to use it on food. That can generate, that can heat up the economy, but it seems like we don't have the means to even affect that.
Yes. So that's a very good thing. I'm part of the campaign for universal basic income, and we currently have a social relief of distress grant of about 370 rand a month, and it goes to 8 million people. But there was a court case where National Treasury was told that it should get rid of the administrative hurdles that it preventing more people from accessing that grant. And the court heard evidence from the Institute for Economic Justice that about 18 million people should be accessing this grant. And I hope National Treasury loses that court case because they are in... it was a scathing judgment. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, you have to put income in people's pockets. That's the first step of it. You have to invest in your people, and the food poverty line is 760 rand. So we can easily increase from 350 to 760, and we can afford it as a country. Yeah, I've been working the modeling around it. Yes, that's number one. Number two, our interest rates. We could put more money in people's pockets. And then the third thing that we should be doing is to invest in our infrastructure. So what has happened in South Africa from 2004 to 2014 is that public invest, real after inflation, public per person, public investment has collapsed by 40%. Our cities and towns are filthy and dangerous slums. What logic is there in cutting public investment when the budget that was just released says the public investment in construction has got the highest multiplier of any sector in the country? It creates, every million rand creates three jobs for people whose highest qualification is matric.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the jobs that we need to be creating. Let us start rebuilding this country. So let's put more money in people's pockets. Let's start investing in public investment. And public investment it increases GDP. It has a multiplier effect on the economy. According to National Treasury itself, when you 1 billion rand in construction increases GDP by 1.9 billion rand. So it creates resources to more than pay for itself. But we've got a narrow way of looking at to how the budget works. Consumption spending as a multiplier, as you said, it creates consumption in our communities and in our townships. And public investment creates jobs for people as well. And it creates higher GDP growth. We're building schools, we're building clinics, I live in Johannesburg, and Johannesburg is a dangerous slum. Traffic lights don't work. Roads have got potholes. Yeah. It looks like what you used to see in other African countries. What logic is there in doing that? Start investing in our bloody cities